Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I talked recently about recalls, about whether or not cars should be recalled or have been recalled, and the differences between Canadian recall situations and American recall situations. And the laws are different from two countries. So the question is, if you get a recall notice, should you do anything about it? Or if there's ever an opportunity, should you not do anything about it? And I got a really interesting email from a gentleman who said, Steve, I got a question for you about recalls. So here's the question. Thanks for your awesome work. I recently saw your video about recalls where cars burst into flames. Made me want to send you another email with a question. I don't think you've done a video about this, maybe an interesting topic to talk about. I happen to own a Hyundai. It's an older car that has four recalls that were not taken care of. Three before I owned it, and one since I owned it. And so these are three or four open recalls on his vehicle. And he says, the notice I received kind of looked like a scam, so I glanced over it and threw it out. Your video made me think about it, so I looked it up and it was legitimate. Even if I did think it was legit, I wouldn't have done anything about it because, number one, it's an older model car with high mileage. I don't want to go into the dealership to have them try to high pressure me into buying another car or spending half a day looking for the keys they lost or climbing on the roof getting them or something like that. Two, some of these are old. Is there a statute of limitations, for instance? Because I looked it up and found different answers. And he goes, three, they probably are going to find something else wrong with the car and try to repair stuff doesn't need repairing. And so he goes, I'm scared of going to dealer. I think innate. I think humans are born instinctively with a fear of going to a car dealer. I think if you could read the brain waves of a newborn, inside there is, you know, the instinct to breathe, the instinct to survive, and the instinct to stay away from a car dealer. Okay. If they could read brain waves of babies, which I don't think they can do just yet. So he raises some interesting points, but the first thing I would point out to you is that you can check out open recalls on your vehicle by getting your vehicle identification number and punching it into the website NHTSA, NHTSA.gov. And it will show you, is there any recalls in your vehicle and if they've been performed or not. If not, they are called open recalls. And so he did that and discovered that there's these open recalls on his car, one of which he was notified of and it looked like junk mail. And I've mentioned that before, a lot of recalls look like junk mail. And so if something comes in and goes, an important notice about your car, look to see who it's from. It's from a car manufacturer that happens to be who manufactured your car, it might be a legitimate recall, in which case you should look at it. If you open it up, it's from Bob's Warranty Shack of Texas. Well, that's not a recall, okay? Sorry, Bob. So first of all, find out if your car's got recalls. But the second thing is, he says, I have an older car with higher mileage. I don't want to go into the dealership to try to pressure them into me buying something. Well, here's the deal. When you get a recall, it says bring the car into the dealership. They'll do the work for free and no charge. Now, you may have to make an appointment, but the point is that you bring the car in to the service department and go, you know, I got a recall, and you hand them the recall notice. Or they'll type in your VIN and they'll find out for themselves. If they say anything else to you, just say, no, thank you. No, thank you. And I think you should still do this because it's a cost-benefit analysis, as many things are in life. What you're getting is they're repairing something that's wrong with your car that's been perceived by somebody important as a safety defect. The car companies don't like recalling cars. It costs them money, and they fight these things. But usually, when they have to do the recall, it's serious enough to where there is a safety issue. Now, it might be a one in a million. It might be one in a thousand. It might be 50-50. Who knows? The point is that they're going to do work on your car for free. So will they try to sell you something else? Maybe. But do you have to buy it? No. So when you bring your car in for the safety recall, you give them the notice, say, I want you to fix it. Thank you very much. How long will it take? Should I wait? Should I go home? Whatever. And the second the service advisor walks up and he says, excuse me, sir, but while we had your car up on the lift, let him finish the sentence. And just go, no, thank you. No, thank you. That's it. And someone else might come over and say, excuse me, but your car is unsafe to drive. And you say, no, drove in you perfectly well. If you fix that safety defect, it'll be even safer than when I brought it in. So just work on it, get it done, get it out of here. Those, your car was unsafe to drive stories that I've heard mostly come from repair shops, not actually from dealers. And so you're going to be taking your car to an authorized franchise dealer of that manufacturer. So if you got a Hyundai recall, you're going to a Hyundai dealership, they're less likely to pull the old, oh, it's unsafe to drive trick than the guy at the corner shop who's hurting for business today. Because the dealership's getting paid to work on your car to do that recall. They're already making money off of you. So if they try to squeeze more out of you, just no thank you. No, thank you. Just no. No, thank you. And remember that you get to rate the dealership after they do the work. So use that as an opportunity to reflect upon how they treated you. He said, too, some of these are old. Is there a statute of limitations? Generally speaking, no. If you got the notice and the vehicle's still on the road, the recall should be open, should be something you can do. There might come a time decades later. I don't know. But generally speaking, if you punch that in the NHTSA's search engine and it pops up as an open recall, I believe they'll do the work for you. But at the very least, you've got the one. Take it in and do it. It's free. It's free. And then he says, they're probably going to find something else wrong with the car and try to repair stuff. Well, generally speaking, they can't do work on your car without you asking them to do it. Some states are more specific on that than others. In Michigan, they are not allowed to do work on your car without written permission in advance. But if you're not in Michigan, that doesn't help you any unless your state's got a similar statute. But what you do when you bring it in, if you're worried about that and you go, look, the car's old, you're going to put it up on a rack and it's going to give you the willies. That's okay. I drive it as a daily driver. I'm familiar with everything that's wrong with that car. So just do the work. I need the car back. I got to go. And they say, but while it's up here, nope, not interested. Thank you. Now, I've taken my car to a dealership before to have specific work done. Best example I can give you is I brought my old Ford Explorer of mine in to get tires put on it. And the guy came walking out and he goes, excuse me, is that your Explorer? I go, yeah. And he goes, I want to show you something. I said, okay. Go walking back there. The guy was showing me my brakes and the brakes were shot. They were shot. And I knew that. I mean, I knew I knew they were getting close. And I, at that time, the tires were more important than the brakes. And the guy goes, your brakes are bad. How long has it been? Well, it had been a long time since the brakes had been done. And he showed me and I needed brakes. So I said, okay, how much? Guy quoted me. I said, fine, do it. And the price is probably right around the same. But they already had it torn apart, you know, whatever. But, you know, if the guy, you bring your car in for a recall on the some electrical issue underneath the hood, and they go, hey, while we got it here, we want to do a transmission flush, okay? They're just loading you up. You know that. Just, no, thank you. No, do not touch the transmission, unless that's what the recall's for. So recalls are safety-related. They're mandated by the federal government. And the other thing I'm going to tell you is that if they fix a recall on your car, number one, it does make your car safer. It does. They just solved a safety-related problem with your car. But number two, and I know many people say, Steve, I'm never selling the car. I'm never selling the car. Well, somewhere down the road, you're going to dispose of the car, unless, of course, you're going to be one of those guys who parks behind your house, and someday I'm going to restore it as it sinks into the mud. I'm going to restore that car. You're going to sell it to somebody somewhere for something. And when you sell anything, you generally want to maximize what you get for it. And I know you might say, but Steve, it's diminishing returns if the car is only worth $500. Does it matter if the open recalls were performed on it or not? At that point, it might not. But if it ever comes to a point where you're going to sell the car and somebody that you don't know is looking at buying it, if they're smart, they're going to do what I advise all used car buyers to do, and that is to punch the VIN into NHTSA to see if it's got open recalls. Because to me, in my mind, if there are open recalls in a car, it tells me that the previous car owner is lazy and doesn't care about the car. Now, you might say, Steve, that's not how I am. I'm too busy or whatever. Whatever you think, that's fine. I'm just saying that's the perception I have of a total stranger who doesn't accept free work on their car to solve safety issues. So I recommend you get it done. And in fact, I'm going to encourage this man. I'm going to write him back, make sure, just in case he doesn't catch this video. But he did sign off by saying, thanks again, you're awesome. And he asked me if I want to go skydiving. I have gone skydiving. I might go again. Who knows? We'll see. Jumping out of a perfectly good plane. So my advice, if you get the recall notice, get it done. I've had recalls, like I said before, that they actually said, you know, it's a potential fire hazard. You could have a fire under the hood of your car. You don't want that, okay? I've had another recall notice where they actually said, make an appointment, bring your car in, and they're going to look at something to determine if your vehicle falls into this certain range of production. And I took the car in, they popped the hood, and the guy looked at a serial number on a part. And he goes, you are good to go. You got one of the good ones. It turns out they got a batch of parts that were bad, and they knew the serial numbers on them. So you never know. You never know. But it's safety related. It's worth bringing it in. You may have to stick to your guns, grit your teeth, and it's unfortunate that you have to put up with the car dealership shenanigans, but you're getting a free repair out of it. So it might be the most uncomfortable you are that day, but it's not that bad. So the question is, should you get the open recalls done on your car, even if it's old and even if you don't care? And I think you should. I think you should. So there's the answer to your question. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll just talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Just because you got the monkey off your back doesn't mean the circus has left town.